Hello everyone, good morning. Today's date is March 14th, 2019. We hope you're having a great day so far. Our names are Mackenzie, Gianna, and Skylin. We are juniors at North Oldham High School. I'm sure the Marvel and DC fans have been debating about which is the better team, Avengers or Justice League. So we are going to talk about the Avengers, Justice League, character backgrounds, and discuss and decide which team is better.
Hello everyone, my name is Skylin. Our question is, which team is better, the Avengers or Justice League? We are going to talk about each character from the teams and their backgrounds. We are also going to talk about the teams separately, then talk about both teams and which is better.
Our first topic is going to be about the characters and their background stories of the Avengers.
Let's first talk about Captain America.
Okay, so he attempted to help in World War II. He became a super soldier. He became big and muscular and strong and taller.
His first enemy was Red Skull. Another good thing about Captain America is that he was very strong and he was able to pick up Thor's hammer on his own.
Yeah.
Also, he's very good with his shield that he has. He got one from Wakanda too, but it also is like on his arms instead of like the circular one he usually has.
Yeah. Our next character is Iron Man. He owns a big corporation called Stark Labs. He is one of the main leaders of the Avengers, and he brought in people to the Avengers like Spider-Man.
Shrapnel and fragments out of his heart.
Yeah, and it has energy to power an Iron Man suit.
So like he presses it and it just like attaches to his body.
Yeah.
One of the two women in Avengers is Black Widow. She trained at a young age to cultivate a very specific set of skills in a Russian facility. There she learned her skills to turn into a human warrior.
Yeah, and she learned karate, judo, kung fu, and wrestling along with weapons.
It helps her in battles with against enemies and stuff. She can like throw them.
Yeah, she's really good.
Hawkeye was put into the Avengers in 1965. He doesn't have any superhuman powers, but during his childhood he was trained and conditioned in the circus by the criminals Trickshot and Swordsman.
Because of the training, he became an outstanding fencer, acrobat, and marksman. One of the strongest Avengers is Thor. He is the son of Odin and the god of thunder.
Most people see him using his hammer and think that's his power, but it's actually not. It controls his power.
It has also been said that he's the only one that can pick up the hammer, but it has actually been proven wrong by Captain America and other characters.
The next female character on the Avengers is Scarlet Witch. She first started out on Ultron's side.
The reason that she went to the Ultron side first is because the Stark Labs weapons killed her parents, which made her first go to Hydra, and then she gained more power and went further and went into the Ultron side.
The next three characters are Spider-Man, Hulk, and Vision.
Let's first talk about Spider-Man. He has Spidey sense, so he can detect danger. He has superhuman strength and web shooters. He can also climb and stick to any solid surface, and he's very smart.
The next character is Hulk. He gets stronger when he gets angrier, so he has no limits on strength. He can survive underwater without oxygen. He also has superhuman healing ability. He can also leap into Earth's lower orbit.
vision. He has a very human-like personality and has many abilities such as flight, ability to fire energy blasts from the jewel in his head, and go through walls. He is one of the most important characters in the Avengers Infinity War movie because he had the Soul Stone that Thanos needed for his gauntlet. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, the Man of Steel fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. Superman can die from kryptonite, and when he's around it, he gets really weak. His powers are super strength, flight, invulnerability, super speed, heat vision, freeze breath, x-ray vision, superhuman hearing, healing, and lasers come out of his eyes. Let's next talk about Batman.
Batman had a rough childhood when he first started. His parents were murdered right in front of him in an alleyway right after a movie. Since his parents died, he has trained his body and mind to near physical perfection, to be a self-made hero. He developed a lot of technology in his suit and is where he lives. He lives in a bat cave and keeps everything such as suits, automobiles in the cave. One of the quotes is, "My only superpower is being rich," which is very true. Characters in the Justice League, Cyborg, Aquaman, and Flash.
Let's first talk about Cyborg. He is half man and half machine. He didn't want to be like his parents' researchers, and instead he wanted to be a star athlete. But things changed when a sci-fi accident happened, which should have killed him, but his father saved him and made his body half machine, creating the Cyborg. He gets upgraded often, but is wanting to keep his human side and not be a war machine.
Exceptional swimming ability, and the ability to breathe underwater and talk to marine life.
The last character that we will be talking about is Flash.
Flash can travel at the speed of light, vibrate through solid objects, and can travel through time rapidly. He's also the fastest man alive.
In my opinion, I think the Avengers is the best team because they have Captain America and Iron Man and also Thor. Thor is a god, so
yeah.
At the point he could take over anybody with his hammer and the lightning he has. They also have two of those angelic people, which is Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Yeah. Captain America is very strong.
Yes, and he's also good at aiming his shield.
And Hulk is strong and big too.
They've met a bunch of strong people. And then also Hawkeye and Black Widow, they are well with their weapons. They know how to use them well.
And they're very well trained.
Look, Mackenzie, what is your opinion on the topic?
I think that the Justice League would win because they have Superman and Batman, which are two very strong characters. And they also have Cyborg. He is also very strong.
Yeah. Superman is
But don't you think Thunder from Thor can overtake Superman?
No. The only
Well, as you can tell, we all have different opinions on who is the better team, but we would like to know who your favorite character is and who you think is the better team. But for now, this is the end of our podcast. We would like to thank you for taking the time and listening. We hope you enjoyed it and learned more about each character and their teams. I would like to remind you our names. We are Gianna, Skylin, and Mackenzie. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day.